Hello and welcome to the EFL Podblog with Chris and Sue. Hi Anne.
Hi Susan, how are
you? So, I'm very well. So, I don't know if anyone can notice that, but I've got a British accent and you've got an Australian accent.
That's right. Right.
So, you've come a long way to visit us in France today. So, are we similar, the British and the Australians, or do you think we're quite different?
Oh, I think we're very similar. Okay. We're both part of the Commonwealth. We just hosted the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast, the city I come from, and we had many British athletes visit our city, which was wonderful.
Good. But for me,
and the same legal system.
Oh, the same legal system, because you are a lawyer. Yes. So you would know about that. But you've very kindly given me a very nice notepad with lots of symbols of Australia. So can you tell us about some of the symbols on this notepad, which
certainly
for me are typical of Australia?
Well, first off, we've got the map. So we're an island, and the largest island continent. We are a continent, so in the world. But of course, we've got our special animals that are only in Australia, and that's the koala that only eats specific gum leaves, the kangaroo that has the long tail and hops around.
And do you see kangaroos and koalas like naturally, or do you need to go to the zoo to see these animals?
The koalas, we occasionally see them bushwalking, but they're very hard to spot. You're best to go to the zoo to see them. And at our zoo on the Gold Coast, you can actually pay and hold one. The kangaroos, yes, I know places where we can see them in the wild. And when there's a drought, they come closer into the suburbs.
Oh, wow.
And I see one sometimes off my veranda.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I live near a lot of bush, rainforest.
And are they dangerous, kangaroos? We have the picture of the boxing kangaroos.
The big reds can be. In the wild, they can stand taller than a human, so you don't want to approach them in the wild.
They're quite intimidating.
But the ones at the zoo are timid, and they're used to people. We also have the crocodile up north.
Well, they are quite intimidating,
are intimidating. Yeah. Huge teeth, huge jaws, and people who take the risk of swimming in the rivers in the north part of Queensland and Northern Territory, but crocs have been known to take personal too,
crazy.
Or a dog. And other symbols would include the Opera House.
Oh, of course, that's the iconic symbol of Sydney, of course.
Yes.
Beautiful building.
Piece of architecture.
And have you been inside the Sydney Opera House?
Oh, yes, I've been to Swan Lake in the Opera House and also Sleeping Beauty because I love ballet.
Yeah, beautiful.
And another symbol, iconic symbol, which relates to food, is the Vegemite.
Now then, thank goodness no one can smell this awful thing over the podcast. Now, do you actually like Vegemite? Is it Vegemite?
Vegemite.
Vegemite.
Yes, I do.
And what is
it? You grow up with it. You spread it on your toast in the morning for breakfast.
But Vegemite.
Or on a sandwich with cheese or lettuce.
Is it from vegetables?
It's yeast and it's high in vitamin B and it's salty, very salty. Is it from vegetables? You know, I don't know.
Well, there you go. I just asked you an Aussie a question they can't answer. But I know it's a brown colour, isn't it?
Black.
Oh, it's black.
Like the bitumen on the road.
Yeah, and it really, really, really smells.
And you spread it thin like you would jam on toast.
Mm. I think I'll stick to jam, actually, okay.
And another symbol of Australia would be the black swan, but that's particularly the symbol for Perth in Western Australia.
I didn't know this, no.
Yes, but we have black swans on the Gold Coast too, and they live around the canals. We have man-made canals with houses built on them, an extension from the river.
So is a swan, is that indigenous to Australia, or was it imported from Britain all those years ago?
That's a good question, Susan. I'm
full of them.
But I have seen a half-white one and a half-black one in Chile.
Oh, right, so swans must come all over the world then.
Well, okay. I've only seen white ones in England.
And black ones
in Australia.
In Australia, good, okay.
And another symbol would be the surfboard, because the Queensland coast, and we have beautiful beaches, golden sand, and in some places we've even got white, pure white sand.
Fabulous.
On an island called Fraser Island that is all sand.
Mm.
It's a sand island, everything. Mm. You drive your car on the beach. You can drive it inland if you don't want to risk being bogged in the sand. And, yeah, so the surfboard is a symbol of surfing in Australia.
Yes.
And also the Outback Farmer's Hat. It's a broad brim hat to shade you from the sun, which is can easily burn the skin far more in the southern hemisphere than the northern hemisphere. And then you put string all around the hat, and on the end of that string, each piece of string, you tie a cork, a wine cork.
A wine cork, okay. And is there any particular reason for this?
Yes.
Yes?
It keeps the flies away.
So you just shake your head.
Yes. So the other saying we have is the Australian wave.
Okay.
Not like the Queen.
No.
A flap across and a flap across to shoo the flies away.
Oh, right. So you have a lot of flies, do you?
Yes, out west. The sheep seem to attract the flies.
Of course, a lot of sheep, yes. Yes,
and cattle.
And is there a female version of this hat, or are they all the same? Are they kind of
unisex? No,
they're
all the same. You might want to put a coloured ribbon on it.
Okay.
And another symbol might be the trolley trams in Melbourne.
Okay. Are they famous?
Yes, they're very old. They're very old. All the other cities sort of removed them over the years, but Melbourne have kept theirs. And actually Adelaide do have one that goes to the beach at Glenelg. But they're distinctive because they use the Australian sporting colours, yellow and green.
Mm, they are very distinctive, aren't they?
Yes, so that makes them distinctive.
Yes. And are there any subways, any metros, or do we just rely on the tram?
We have an underground train station in Sydney and in Melbourne, but not in Adelaide. The Gold Coast has a train system from the airport to the city, but no underground. Yes, we have a G-Link.
I suppose you've got plenty of space. You can do railway lines anywhere you want.
Yeah, plenty of space. Sydney's running out of space because there's only a limited space of flat land before the mountains come, which are the Blue Mountains. Mm. We call them blue because in the distance they look blue.
Oh, nice.
With all the gum trees growing on them. And
talking of mountains, I can see on the notepad, it's not really a mountain, is it? What is it?
It's a giant rock.
It's a rock.
And it's in the centre of Australia. Its old name was Ayers Rock, but its indigenous or Aboriginal name is Uluru. So we now we are expected to call it Uluru. I did climb it many years ago. You need to hold on to a chain to get to the top.
It looks enormous. Did you?
It's very high.
How long did it take you to climb up?
Probably about 40 minutes.
Oh, not so bad. You're pretty good at climbing.
Yes, but now the indigenous people prefer you not to climb it.
Okay.
So, and as you walk around, I've only walked part of it, but there are Aboriginal paintings down at ground level.
Okay.
Or a little bit higher up in some of the caves and little in between the rocks. Well, the rock. It's one big rock, but it's got many folds and little inlets in it. So, yes. And then another symbol would be the boomerang.
Of course.
Which is a symbol of the Indigenous people, the Aboriginal people. So they would fly that in the air, and it is meant to come back to you.
Mm. But it's not. It wasn't meant as a game for them, was it? Or was it a hunting instrument?
It was a hunting instrument. They also had the spear.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the musical instrument, which was the several, but one was the didgeridoo.
That's a famous one, isn't it? Yeah, the didgeridoo.
So I actually have one,
but
I'm not skilled at playing it. They're very difficult to play.
Yes. Can you describe the didgeridoo? I mean,
it's
what the size?
It's made from a hollow-out piece of timber, particular type of timber, and I don't know what type. And it makes a low, like a trombone. Yeah. Trombone would be the closest I could think.
From what I've seen, it's very, very long. Is that
right?
It's
very long. Mm. It rests on the ground.
Oh, right.
And then it goes up to your mouth.
Mm.
And has a low sound. They also use clapping sticks. A lot. So they're just two pieces of wood and knot them together.
Yeah.
Clapping sticks is most common. And depending on the size of the stick, it would affect the pitch of the note.
Okay.
Mm.
Good.
And
what about the flag? The flag's interesting.
Well, the corner of our flag has the Union Jack.
Yes, of course. Because
we're related to Britain, the UK. Our Captain Cook landed on Australia in 1770. And then the first settlement where they brought out convicts was in 1788. And also on the flag we have six stars which represent the six states. But we also have two territories. The Northern Territory, which the capital of is Darwin, and that's real outback stuff. They even speak differently up there.
Really?
One of their favourite sayings is, "G'day, mate, how you going?"
And can you put that into normal English? What's that?
That's hello or good morning, mate, or good, instead of just good morning or good afternoon, it's good day. Good day, mate, was a term that developed during the First World War when the men in the, who were fighting would call each other mate.
Okay.
They, you'd look after your mate, yes. Cover your mate.
Yes.
And that term I think is even possibly used by the New Zealanders, yes, as well.
Yeah, and so for me it's the kind of typical expression. Okay, so can you say it with your really good Australian accent?
G'day, mate.
Right, okay.
How are you going?
Well, I'm doing very well, thank you. So I think that's fantastic, Anne. Thanks for all of that. That's and right. We'll catch up some other time.
Pleasure, Susan.
Okay.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.